Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live today from the beautiful Sheraton Crescent Hotel in Phoenix. And I am here with the District 3 Toastmasters Spring Conference. Blazing to Success is the theme. And I have had a fortunate opportunity to meet with several Toastmaster leaders and participants. And right before lunch, we have an opportunity to speak with Brenda Small, a participant Toastmasters and a longtime Toastmaster member. Welcome, Brenda.
Hi, good evening.
Thank you for being here. So tell us how long you've been a part of Toastmasters.
I have been in Toastmasters for 24 years.
That's a long time. I shared with you off air a few minutes ago that many folks that have stopped by the table today have been with Toastmasters for a very long time. And could you share your personal story and reason why you continue to be part of this incredible organization?
Sure. I stay at Toastmasters because of the people and the friendships. Over the years, I've moved across the country and have lived in 20 places. And every place I go, I meet a good girlfriend that in Toastmasters, and then I move, and then we get together and we have reunions. So it's really a networking opportunity. But I originally joined, I was working in Arkansas at Walmart, and I was in my late 20s. And a person that I worked with told me, you could be a better leader if you join this Toastmasters. So I said, okay. So I did. And I became a good leader. I got promoted. And then I stayed with it for the friendships.
All these years later. And so the friendships continue to grow. Does your skill set as a leader and a speaker grow as well?
Oh, sure. And people ask me, Brenda, aren't you done? And I'm like, well, you're never really done. There's always something you can tweak and improve. So I enjoy coaching others, but I also still have a mentor to this day, even though I've been speaking for many years.
Can you speak to the mentorship piece of Toastmasters? We've touched on it with other interviews, but we really haven't explored that too deeply. So from your perspective, have you been in both roles as mentor and mentee?
Yeah, absolutely.
And tell us a little bit about how that works.
Yeah, sure. Look, usually in Toastmaster clubs, you get assigned a mentor or if you want to mentor someone else. But to me, it goes both ways. And even though I'm mentoring someone, I learn things from them. So I call it almost a symbiotic relationship. But I specifically recently came to Arizona in District 3, and I need new mentors. So I went to some of the senior members and asked them to mentor me. And then I'm also working with other younger women to mentor them.
And is it a formal piece of Toastmasters? That is, you're nodding your head.
It is a formal piece of Toastmasters.
And is it someone who can be there to help you navigate the Toastmaster experience as well as hone your craft? Because it's different than somebody who's giving feedback when it comes to the club meetings and table topics, that sort of thing, correct?
That's right. The mentorship is more personal development and coaching. Bouncing off ideas about speech topics.
Ah.
How do you prepare for a speech? How do you do this? It's definitely a personal one-on-one relationship. And that's missing in today's world. Everything is so virtual. Having someone you can just sit down and have a cup of tea with and say, hey, I got an idea for a speech. What do you think about this topic? Then we flesh it out together. It's a lot of fun.
It sounds like it. And again, those friendships that naturally occur as a result of that.
And that's how I got three of my best girlfriends was being their mentor. Now we're friends.
Yeah. Are they here in Arizona as well?
No, one I met in Colorado. She's in Texas. One's in San Diego.
Yeah, spread. So a lot of great opportunities to go visit.
Absolutely.
And are they still Toastmaster members as well?
They are.
How great is that? And I love that you pointed out that when you're in a mentoring relationship, it isn't one way.
That's right.
It's very reciprocal, symbiotic. It's an opportunity to learn, but also to give.
That's right.
Love it. For somebody who might be new to Toastmasters, can you leave us with one tip or one strategy that you would really suggest to someone new who wants to take full advantage of the experience?
Yeah, for the new folks, if you're afraid and have that fear, approach Toastmasters as a safe playground, almost like a sandbox. And everybody wants to help you. So just relax. Don't be so hard on yourself. And just go in and give it a try. And let people know. If you want to take it slow, let them know. I want to take it slow. Don't just throw me in. Go at your own pace.
Trust the process is what I'm hearing, but also be an advocate for yourself and the pace that you need to take.
Absolutely.
I love that suggestion. So I mentioned as we started our segment with Brenda that the door's open for lunch. So we're going to scoot off to do that. But I want to thank you for taking a few moments and sharing your Toastmaster journey with us. And I hope when you have some time, you'll swing by our studio in Tempe and give us a little bit more of your time. And we'll talk a little bit more about your professional background in addition to your Toastmaster experience.
Great. Thank you very much.
You bet. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.